Good evening, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from the Young Israel Pesach Clifton, continuing our insights to the Daf HaShavua series. Today's shiur is in Maseches Tanis Daf Yedalad, and the topic is a matrichin esatzibur yoser midai. When do we say we don't impose too many stringencies on the population? The Gemara starts on the bottom of Yedalad Amad Aleph. And there, the Gemara relates a story which happened during the days of Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, one of the leading Amoraim, not to be confused with Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. They were two different people. The Gemara says, "B'shneid Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya havitzara." There was a terrible tragedy or troubles that took place during the years of Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, which Rashi and Tosfos point out was specifically not rain. But however, what they did was, as Gazar Talas Esrei Taniyos, they still followed, and they were gozer, and they decreed the same seder of 13 tanyos that we do when it comes to rain. This case, unfortunately, the results weren't so well. The Gemara says, "Velo yoni," they weren't answered. Sabra l'migzer tfei. So Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya wanted to decree more fast days. Amar li Rami, so Rami said to him, "Hare, you see, amru matrichin esatzibur yoser minadai." So that as much as you want to do this, unfortunately, we haven't have an answer to your solution as far as fasting, but we do have a general rule, and the general rule is we don't impose too many fast days on people. The Mishnayos, when it came to rain, settled on 13, and this is what we're going to be doing also over here. We're going to be stopping at 13, and to find another means to get the tzara to end. Interestingly enough, the Rambam in Hilchos Tanis uses this principle of a matrichin el tzibur yoser midai in a different context. And the context that the Rambam uses it is in the following situation. Let's say there was a time where the tzibur was gozer a fast about rain or about geshem. And they're fasting. Let's say this is Monday, Thursday, and a Monday, and this is already the Thursday. And in the middle of the day, all of a sudden, it starts to rain. So the Rambam tells us that even though when it comes to a yachid would be nen in the middle of the day, the yachid would not break his fast but would continue fasting. Nonetheless, when it comes to the tzibur is allowed to stop the fast, and the reason why the tzibur is allowed to fast is because of ematrichin al hatzibur lisanos yoser midai. For that same thing that we said in our Gemara is, we don't make the tzibur go extra. The question, of course, is, why is it so? And there are really two answers in the Rishonim. Right? The Ran, in the beginning of the Masechta, says the reason is because, like it says, we don't want to be matriarch people because it's a difficulty. We're imposing a chumra on people because we need a certain Yeshua. Well, if a situation took place and the Yeshua was there, so we don't impose upon them to make them complete it. The result was achieved, so that's already enough. So as the Ran says, simple is, again, the Tanis is supposed to achieve a result. Once the result was achieved, so then we're no longer matriach. Comes the Rush, and the Rush says a different reason why we're not in this case. The reason why the Rush says we wouldn't make the tzibur complete the fast in the situation of the rain is because after the rain, and after it rains in a case like this, the tzibur has to give hodah tashem. And the truth of the matter is, it's considered to be a better type of hodah, a better type of praise tashem, when the people have eaten, and the people have drank, and the people have relaxed. Consequently, in order for this to happen, we ask the tzibur to allow the tzibur to break their fast so they don't have to complete the day. So again, to summarize, we have two reasons as to why the tzibur would not finish his rain fast if it rains in the middle. One reason being, according to the Ran, that it's too much of a tircha based on wasmasna that should be as much as the fast. According to the Rosh, it's because to allow the people to give the proper shevach, to give shevach to Hashem, and to give praise to Hashem in the proper mind frame. What would a nafka mean, or a practical difference between the two? So let's say you have a different type of fast. Let's have a fast where a tzibur is fasting on behalf of a cholah. Unfortunately, though, let's say the cholah dies. So now, we have the following. You fasted for a purpose, and a purpose was supposed to be achieved. For whatever reason, there's no longer a purpose for the fast. What I mean, whatever reason why, the person died, and the fast no longer has a purpose. Do you have to continue the fast in that situation? So let's look at the two reasons. The Ran says that the reason why we, by the rain, we tell the person to stop fasting is because, again, we don't mean matriach, it's too much of an issue. The purpose was it for to rain, and it rained. So therefore, we stop it. Here, the purpose of the fast was for the person to get better. The person didn't get better. But once the person didn't get better, there's no longer a purpose or a reason for the fast. Consequently, according to the Ran, you wouldn't have to complete the times. But according to the Rush says that the reason we're fasting, the reason we stop the fast is to go give Shevach. And that we want to have a proper celebration at the end. Clearly in a case where the Cholah passes away, there's not going to be any celebration. So here is where you see that there is a nafka mina between the Rush and the Ran as to why we say you don't have to complete a fast for rain when it rains in the middle of the day. Taking this one step further, in a totally different context, Shadows and Tshuva Sil HaChachma brings us to a very, very fascinating case. There was a group of people, and the group of people decided to make Aliyah. And the way that they were making Aliyah was to go by boat. They get on the boat, let's say they get on the boat in the middle of May, and for whatever reason, even though they knew they had planned that Shavuos was coming up, for whatever reason, the boat happened to dock in the port of Haifa on what they call Yom Tov Sheni. So now that the boat docked on Yom Tov Sheni, the Shaila comes up, do these people have to keep the rest of the day? Let's look at the situation. They started out keeping Yom Tov Sheni as Bnei Chutz Laretz. Now what happened? Now they are in Eretz Yisrael as Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So should they have to keep it? And Tzel Chachma wanted to use the lumdus in our machlokas that we have over here to offer a possible situation. Now Tzel Chachma starts off from the beginning and says, according to the Rush, it's not even an issue. According to the Rush, the situation is not going to apply. The whole issue is to give Shevach. Well, many people might view Yom Tov Sheni as sometimes a little bit burdensome. It's definitely not, though, it's definitely not an appropriate reaction to give Hallel as to one not keeping Yom Tov Sheni. So therefore, according to the Rush, the issue is not there. But what about according to the Ran? Again, the issue is we're not matriach the tzibur too much when the purpose has been achieved. What do we have over here? Here you have a group of people on the boat who were started out keeping Yom Tov Sheni through Minigav Oseinu / Sveika Diyoma. Well, guess what? The purpose has been achieved. There's no more reason to keep a second day because they're no longer in a situation which entails a Sveika Diyoma. Once this is the case, the Tzel HaChachma says that it's very possible, according to the Ran's reasoning, that if we were dealing with a Tzibur over here, we would not matriach them to keep the second day of Yontif. And the tircha, of course, would be that they now would be allowed to get off the boat. If it's like Yom Tov Sheni, we're not going to allow them to get off the boat and to unpack and stuff like that. So the Tzel HaChachma wanted to say initially, according to the reasoning of the Ran, there would be reason to say that they might not keep Yom Tov Sheni the rest of the day. As far as those individual, well, again, this heter only applies to a tzibur. It doesn't apply to an individual. So this is how the Tzel HaChachma wanted to offer a suggestion. Tzela Chachma actually rejects the question at the end because he wants to make a differentiation between Tanis and Yontif. What will be the difference in Tanis and Yontif, or why can't we make a differentiation over here? So Tzela Chachma brings down the following lumdas. And it goes like this. When do we say Matrichin ala Tzibur? We're only going to be saying a Matrichin ala Tzibur when the halacha applies to a Tzibur differently than it would to a Yachid. When do we see this? We see this illustration by Tanis, that Tanis Yachid definitely has different stringencies and halachos than a Tanis Tzibur and vice versa, with the example that we gave earlier on the Shir. And that would be, in Tanis Yachid, a person is fasting for a certain purpose, and the purpose is either achieved or not achieved. The mashal, the person is fasting for a chola, and let's say the person got better, you'd still have to continue the fast. Mashain came with the tzibur. Conversely, when it comes to Yom Tov Sheni, there is no dispensation made for the tzibur over the yachid or the yachid over the tzibur. Yom Tov Sheni is a halacha that applies to all Jews in the diaspora, whether it's the yachid or the tzibur. We don't make such a differentiation. In light of that, Tzela Chachma wants to say that even though one might suggest the Ron's reasoning to allow them to disembark from the boat and to continue the rest of the day as B'nai Eretz Yisrael and not to finish Yontif, nonetheless, he's hesitant to do so because of this reason. Incidentally, there are other Rishonim, other Poskim, who would give another reason why one can't simply do Malacha. And that has to do with the zilzul of the day. Meaning, once a person has began a day with Kedusha, one has to continue the day with Kedusha also. Like we saw that in the case of Gemara Rosh Hashanah, is that had it come up that the Edim for Tishrei would come late after Mincha, and the day that the Tzibur assumed would be Rosh Hashanah was actually not Rosh Hashanah, nonetheless, they didn't view it as a weekday. We said that once you started keeping the day B'Torah's Kedusha, you would end up keeping the day B'Torah's Kedusha, you'd finish the day B'Torah's Kedusha as well. So practically, no matter how you look at it, these people had to wait till after Yom Tov to disembark from the boat and stop keeping Yom Tov Sheni until the next Yom Tov. But what is interesting is the lumdus that was proposed over here to try to apply the tzad of the chakira from the Ran, which ultimately did not extend to the halacha of Yom Tov. If anything, it's only a halacha or it's only a chakira and lumdus that applies to the dinim of Tanis, because we make a differentiation by Tanis between a yachid and a tzibur, which we don't do by other cases. Have a wonderful week, Kol Tov.